You need a couple of gentlemen to make sure you get home safe.
Some fine gentleman you are. Now let go of me.
I didn't figure it was possible for you to get any prettier, but damned if that's not what happens when you get mad. I swear, you're just asking for it.
At that moment, Chance's left hand clamped on Mullen's right shoulder and hauled him around. An instant later, Chance's right fist exploded on Mullen's jaw and smashed him to the ground. Chance's punch accomplished something else besides knocking Mullen off his feet. Webster let go of the girl. He stepped around her and lunged toward Chance. Ace was waiting for him. He threw a straight right that crashed into Webster's nose and rocked his head back on his shoulders. Webster's momentum carried him forward despite the blow. He blundered into Ace, who tried to shove him away. Their legs got tangled and both men fell to the hard-packed dirt street. Not far away, Mullen recovered quickly and scrambled back to his feet. Both he and Webster were packed in iron, but in the heat of anger, he didn't go for his gun. Instead, he charged at Chance and lashed out with his fists. Chance blocked the first blow, but the second got through and clipped him on the side of his head. His hat flew off as he staggered back a step. Mullen closed in confidently, but that confidence was misplaced. Chance ducked under the roundhouse blow Mullen swung at his head. He hooked a left into the man's belly, sinking his fist almost to the wrist. That made Mullen start to double over. Chance lifted his right hand in an uppercut that landed on Mullen's chin. Mullen straightened and went over backward.